بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to another episode of Real Problems, Real Solutions. Interesting question today from a sister. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته أستاذ. I hope this message finds you in the best state of Iman and health. I wanted to ask you to address the whole issue around domination and submission. This again might be a taboo topic, but within adolescent circles, this book titled 50 Shades of Grey has really sparked curiosity, and I'm conflicted on how to react to that. I've seen friend circles, they've indulged in books within the genres fostering this lifestyle. This is bondage and domination, and it disturbs to the end. I would be grateful if you could please make a video on it, perhaps on how it works, its psychology, what is allowed and what it isn't. Jazakallah khair wa barakallahu fi. Okay, this is a message that I received from a sister. 50 Shades of Grey, it came out as a book quite some years ago, and then it became the movie. I think there's some sequels to it as well. Now please don't go and check it out because you're so curious if you've never heard of it. But I'm very positive that many people have looked at it or looked into it or looked into the book. And I remember very well where the book came out, and in the Muslim communities, and again, you have to understand, I do a lot of work with the Muslim communities, counseling, educational consultancy, and so on. And the complaint was from men that women were changing their sexual preferences. They were asking the men for certain different things. You have to understand, I'll give you an example from actually what happened. So guy is making love to his wife, and his wife starts asking him things that she's never asked him. Such as, slap me a bit, choke me a bit, whip me a bit, pull this, do that. Now, you have to understand, when I'll discuss about permissibility on these issues, this is a person from the subcontinent, for example, a culture where it's maybe not necessarily, it is these days, let's be honest. I mean, we live in a global culture, but let's say this person himself was a bit more conservative and traditional. So imagine you are making love to your wife and she's asking you to do these things, and you're like, now, if a couple talks about these things ahead of time and wants to understand what's permissible, what's impermissible, that's a different story. But when all of a sudden it shocks you in the middle of making love and you're like, what? What are you saying? What are you talking about? What, you want me to slap you? I'll give you a slap. So the guys were confused. Now then, okay, we find that this one case, two, three, four, many cases. Then sisters start posting online. Men start raising our concerns and attentions to these posts, talking about this book called 50 Shades of Grey. Now, in summary, what is this about? It's about domination, bondage, domination, submission, BDSM, what's called. And it is basically where either a man or a woman dominate each other and whip each other and inflict certain amount of pain on each other for pleasure purposes. Now, some will say it's not all about pain. You can dominate just this way or that way. Okay, fine. But the argument stands. I'm not going to get into all the details of the movie, but basically this man takes the virginity of this woman through this way. She starts liking it. It becomes a whole thing. I don't want to go into details as to what happened in our communities, because some women got caught reading the book and doing weird things, or watching the movie and doing weird things. And yes, it did happen more on the female side. And I think because one of the protagonists, or the main person in this movie, is a female, and the way the movie's focused is more towards the female pleasure, as opposed to the typical sex or porn movie that's focused more in the way it's filmed, the angles, and there's actually a psychology behind it, even the camera angles and how it's being showed and so on. So most of the traditional videos are focused on male pleasure. They're male pleasure centric. This film is more female pleasure centric. And that is why many women were corrupted by this film, and they had this interest in, wow, you know what it is, and also in engaging in some of this behavior. Now, it started with the book, as I said, and they were reading the book. And the book is very powerful. You have to understand, the book acts on the psychology of human being, the brain, in a different way, a more powerful way than the TV and the images. Why? Because your brain now is stimulated from the words. So you read the words, you kind of read them, and your brain is reading it. And plus, sometimes you read a bit out loud, and you can also hear yourself. So there's all these inputs that are going towards your brain. Plus, your brain starts creating these images and imagining. So the brain is hyper-stimulated, and not to put aside the fact that this is a sexual experience, which heightens the experience, and you can imagine kind of what happened. And the cases that were reported were very, very many. There are a lot of cases, a lot of problems. Divorces start taking place. Women start asking for hula. Women start doing weird stuff. I know you're going to get upset right now. You're going to say, man, you're picking on women. What's your problem with women? Why do you hate women? Men do so many bad things. They go to prostitutes. They masturbate. They watch pornography. They go commit zina. I agree with you. That's not what I'm talking about today. If you want to see some of those stuff, you can go back to some of my other videos. Don't be upset if I address one of these issues that the sister herself has asked. It's a woman who asked me this question. So I respond to it like I respond to what the brothers ask. So yes, I agree with you that men do all these things. But today we're not talking about it. Today we're talking about women and how they reacted to 50 Shades of Grey. Women would have watch parties where they would meet together and watch this video. Muslim women, yes. They watch it together. They wait for the second part to come out. They watch it together. I don't want to go into other details, but you can fill in the blanks of some of the things that happen. Divorces, issues, problems, you name it, happen. Now, put aside all that. Practicing Muslim women, yes. Put aside that. Let's understand, as always, why. How does that work on the brain? I've talked before in the psychology of behind sin, how it works, right? Anything that's exciting, enticing, sinful, lustful, is quite stimulating. It, in the different attracts us, right? So, what is behind this? In the subconscious of a woman and of a man, the issue of domination happens to be an interesting part of it. Now, there's some studies that show that women, when they themselves are portrayed as the sexual object, they find more pleasure. So women like to look in the mirror. They like to feel like the man is attracted to them, turned on by aesthetically by them. And just the fact or the thought of the man being turned out by them and them being objectified, and I'm talking here within the halal, of course, but if it happens also outside the haram, they like that. It turns them on. Women look in the mirror a lot. They compare their shape of the body. They even get attracted to their own shape and form. And there's even a study that shows as to how women react when they see certain pornographic images within same gender, women, men, and even animals, and heterosexual. And the studies are quite interesting, but they give an interesting insight into the female psychology. The woman is more about the act, about what it represents, about the form and how she feels in that act, as opposed to who. I know it's complicated. A lot of women are like, no, but I like the guy, he should be this, he should be that. I agree, it happens. But I'm talking about what kind of dominates or what's more prevalent. So the study was showing that when a woman feels like she is the object or the recipient of pleasure, then she feels very turned on. When the role switches, the man is to be like a bit more dominated and he's the recipient of the sexual act, women didn't feel so turned on or in such an attractive manner. So they like to receive, to be dominated in general, okay, and it does turn them on. I'm talking about here, we're getting the psychology of the female, what some of the studies show. Now, of course, some of these studies can be challenged, and some of you can say, no, I'm not like that. And of course, that is very much probable. But in terms of, if you look at just the biology, men give, women take. In general, that's just the way it is. The sperm is produced, the egg is released, yes, but the sperm comes forward, the sperm swims, the sperm does the work. Millions of sperms get produced daily, while only one or two eggs, three, depends on some women, there's an exception, are produced monthly. Men are the powerhouses of society when it comes on many different levels. The biology doesn't lie, DNA doesn't lie, the fitra does not lie. As much as feminism will say whatever they want to say, in the end, you'll be refuted by every single aspect in the biology, the psychology, the reality of humanity on this earth. All you have to do is, أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Do you not see what's going on? Do you not understand? وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ. And in yourself, there's a sign. Don't you see? So the men give, and it's just the fitrah, and the women like to receive. And that's why domination is sometimes a thing that stimulates them. The control of the man over the woman, that where in the bedroom, the kind of like the defense mechanisms kind of come off in general. So now what's inside kind of comes out. And they want to, in general, be dominated. Now, it can switch roles as well sometimes, and sometimes some women might like to dominate, yes. Not going to get into that as to what happens, where, when do women dominate, but it's not the default. You can see a study, an interesting study, about rape fantasies. And of course, no one likes rape, and how difficult and how harsh the punishment is in the Sharia. It's extremely harsh. But we find that some women, about 62%, report having rape fantasies. Why? Are they sick? They want to get raped? No, it's, I think, just the feeling that was associated with being dominated and being powerless in the hands of a man. And that's why some couples enact these kind of fantasies. Right? Now, is within a controlled environment. So you can say, hey, you know, it's a bit of a perversion, but it's in a controlled environment. I don't think any woman would want to go on the street and get raped. But even women who know about rape or have been involved in rape or anything like that, some of them will have, even it's a trauma. For many women, it's a trauma. And a lot of women who just keep it as a fantasy, they don't understand that, you know, what it means, a trauma. So most of the women who fantasize about it, just the ones that I've seen in a movie, they're just intrigued by the appeal of being dominated by the man, but have never actually been raped and saw that it's a trauma and it affects their sexual life and the way they feel towards men and not being able to be intimate with their spouse, you know, for a long time. So it's weird because it's not fair for the women who've been raped and who suffered that these women take it as a fantasy. But this is what happens. Okay, the studies show that there is such a fantasy. Domination is an interesting subject. So definitely this was brought up by this book. Now, what is permissible though? Can a man and a woman engage in some of these things? Well, there's a qaida and a rule in Islam, لا ضرارة ولا ضرار. There is no harm and no reciprocation of harm. But if a couple has a bit more rough lovemaking, maybe the woman likes it, the man likes it, that's something they discuss. It's a bit rougher, not like, you know, just like the typical traditional, you know, missionary position or something. That can is permissible. Like there is a narration that shows, for example, a position or one of the Sahaba reported to Prophet ﷺ and compared it to something that is a bit more rough. So I'm not saying to beat your wife or to whip her with a whip or to this and that, but the concept like maybe being tied down or, you know, dominated and this and that, as long as there's no pain that is inflicted that will hurt, if it's just a bit rougher and she enjoys that and for whatever reason that happened in the past or, you know, and maybe that's some women, that's the only way they can climax if they feel like, you know, they're dominated. I know a lot of people see this perversion, this is that. I'm not judging here on that. I'm trying to tell you that within Islam, what's permissible is clear and what's impermissible is clear. Now, there are shubahat and doubts and this and that. But in general, when it comes to sex, the Prophet said, and that's why some of the scholars say, that he was very specific as to what was not allowed. Now, can you inflict pain and punishment on your wife, thinking that this is a pleasure? It goes beyond the limits of what's permissible. That's why the qaida is there's no harm and no reciprocation. So we should not misunderstand that. But again, can there be a bit stronger, rougher lovemaking because there's passion and emotion, some small smacking, small pinching, small biting, small pulling, small this, small that, maybe a harder, you know, frequency and speed? That is between the couple when they get comfortable with each other. That's the type of love. Sometimes you're in different moods. Sometimes you want to have slow love. Sometimes you want to have harder love, harsher love. Sometimes you want to talk a bit this way, that way. That is the couple when they discuss, they love each other, they agree on these things, they can do as long as they do not pass the rule, the regulations of Islam, and they start inflicting harm and causing problems. One says stop, the other one is insisting, rape, this, that. That is impermissible. All right? And it's impermissible, I would say, even for a person to indulge in these things because they read this dumb book or saw this ridiculous movie that on the first night they're going to perform like Tarzan. Right? Because you will hurt your woman. You will traumatize her. And vice versa. Maybe the woman is the one who read this book and she wants this kind of stuff and is asking the man. You know, she waits for him with a whip. And he's like, what? And then he's probably going to walk away. He's going to get scared. What kind of woman is this? Right? One of the questions that came to me one day was from a sister saying that, you know, I'm not married yet, but we're about to get married. Our nikah is like 1 week and we're going to consummate the marriage. And my husband has already made arrangements for us to watch porn while we're doing this. Like, what kind of man is this? What kind of mind does he have? Is he ridiculous or what? How could you? And I don't want to tell you another story, another case that I had or that I've heard of where, yeah, the guy did the mistake of bringing porn in and then he couldn't take it out of the bedroom and ended up in divorce because he was so jealous of what the wife was trying to watch and even asked him to bring these kind of things into the bedroom and these kind of people. So it ended up like saying, like, I destroyed my marriage. So, yes, there are certain things that are permissible within Islam. If you want to be a bit rougher, agreed upon, you guys have the mood, different positions. For example, the people of Medina had the position of laying on the side. And the Prophet then explained this, that you can enter from wherever you want, except for the dubur or the anal. So positions were discussed, frequency, how, you know, how the speed, these things can regulate or depend on you and how you guys do it, you know, being together, loving each other. But to harm and to hurt each other and to, you know, cause pain, some people cut, burn, weird stuff, whipping, leaving marks like crazy, whatnot. This is something that I believe is not permissible. Now, if it's like a hickey or something, I know when someone kisses and this and that, that's a different story. But for people to hurt each other like these people do, if you understand what's bondage and domination and submission, is disgusting. It's a perversion. It's something that will destroy someone's marriage, something that will destroy the sexuality of a person, will corrupt the fitrah of a person, and I believe it's totally, totally impermissible. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to understand the truth and follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you like this video and you find it beneficial, share it with others. Please check the description and the links below. Become a patron to support my work. With as little as $3 a month, we can do a lot together to educate the Muslim Ummah. And if you want to book an appointment, check out the links again for counseling, positive Islamic psychology counseling. Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.